37.6. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Sandusky Redskins?
Coach Tristan Pennington, Sandusky Redskins. They do have the firepower to win the East, but they first need to go ahead and protect the home court against the defending champ. They are led by Brandon Potter and Danny Hale. I think the Redskins are also going to depend upon Josh DeCam and the outside threat of Justin Miller, who is a three-point specialist. Solid defense, shot selection, that's going to be their key tonight.
Well, the Redskins' story, they started out the year at 4-0, but then dropped two of three games, home against Vassar, 53-54, and then at Reese, 42-48. Here's the stat of the night, though. Sandusky has accrued 7 victories in 9 tries. They've only played 2 teams with a record above 500, Vassar and Reese, which both resulted in losses. They played 2 other teams that are at 500. That's KPAC and Kingston, one from the BWAC, one from the SCTL.
Well, all the stats have been said so far. As far as insight, I guess a wise Chinese philosopher once said, winning is better than losing.
Wow.
Emotion is what we haven't really talked about. Which team has it in the tank? And believe me, I saw the game against Reese that Sandusky had. There just didn't seem to be enough in the tank to go ahead and secure the victory, even though they were in the game the whole way and even led. Defense, we already mentioned that it is imperative that they play their game defensively. I think the one other factor, too, is that Sandusky is at home. And they are, 2-1 here on this floor. So that's got to speak for something. We'll see what happens.
Sandusky is currently on a 2-game win streak, which completed a 4-game road trip, going 3-1 on the road. Tonight marks the start of a very long homestand. 6 straight games at home in Sandusky, taking the Redskins all the way to February 12th. Then to finish the regular season, Sandusky will be on the road 3 of 4 times. Sandusky lost both games to Harbor Beach last year, 37-48 away and 51-54 at home. In fact, the Redskins have dropped 4 straight to the Pirates, taking us back to February 7th, 2014, as the last victory, 56-51. We're 2.5 away from tipping off in Sandusky, Michigan, on the WLEW Sports Network, Harbor Beach at Sandusky on Sports Radio 102.1.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Sandusky hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates. It's now time for our crystal ball forecast, brought to you by Thumb Sailor and their blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. Well, the season has Clark Ramsey taking a commanding 3-0 lead over John Mooney, so that means I get to go first. Las Vegas has Sandusky favored by 9.5 points. And John, I'm taking Sandusky by 10.
Wow. Okay, here it comes. This over and under business hasn't been working too well for me, so especially the under part, 0-3. Uh-huh. So I'm going to go Sandusky by 11.
You're taking the over. All right.
Yep.
Well, it's time for, as we listen in to the Sandusky pep band in strong numbers, I would say close to 40, maybe even 50 in the band tonight. We're going to take a listen as we play our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, live from Sandusky High School at the Mark S. Tun Gymnasium on the WLAW Sports Network.
Thank you.
Like we said, a very strong band tonight, and that's a very strong performance from the Sandusky Pep Band.
They didn't even need a microphone, my golly. They're great.
It's loud when they start playing in here. And now it's time to meet our starting lineups. Let's start out with the visiting Harbor Beach Pirates. Brady Kirsch is back in the starting lineup. He twisted an ankle severely against Bad Axe. Missed a lot of time out. And he is back for his second game. We'll see how he does tonight. For Harbor Beach, Brady Kirsch, of course, 6'3" junior Brady Kirsch. Number 10, a 5'10 sophomore, James Schelke, son of Troy Schelke and Sue. Troy Schelke, of course, head coach for the Harbor Beach Football Pirates. Also starting for Harbor Beach is another sophomore at 5'10", a shooting guard, number 23, Ryan Seaman. Jason Gaffke also gets the start. He's at center, a 6'5" senior, number 24, with a sweet little mid-range jump shot from the elbows. And of course, rounding out at a point forward, 6'1" senior, number 40, Cody Seaman. For Sandusky, number 11, 6'3" senior, at guard, Danny Hale. Number 12, 5'10" senior, Joe Stone. Number 22, Brandon Potter. He's a 6'3" senior. He played quarterback in football. Number 30, Justin Miller, a 5'10" senior. And number 45, 6'2" senior, Josh DeCamp. Sandusky with 8 seniors on this squad of 10 on their active roster. Harbor Beach is a little all over the place. They have 2 sophomores moved up, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seniors as well, coming in a roster of 12. John Mooney, final first thoughts before we tip off.
Well, right now the faces on the Sandusky Redskins are very stoic. They got the feeling that they're going to be playing all business this year, or especially this game. 32 minutes of hard-nosed basketball. But you know, looking down at the Harbor Beach side too, they know exactly what this game is all about. They've been here before, and you know, they could pull off the upset as well. Can't wait for to get this game going.
Harbor Beach will be on their away dark black uniforms, orange and white stripes down the sides, with white lettering with Harbor Beach emblazoned across their chest. Sandusky, their home white uniforms, black letters and numbers with red outline. A broadcaster's dream there, with Sandusky across their chest. Sandusky going right to left across your radio. Harbor Beach left to right to start this first half, as we have a 3-man reffing crew, familiar faces out of, I do believe, Bay City and Saginaw. And we are ready to tip off with 8 minutes around the clock. Live from the Mark S. Hunt Gymnasium, the Thumb Dome in Sandusky, Michigan, the tip won by Harbor Beach. Ryan Seaman at the left wing, being guarded by Justin Miller, gets to the Kirsch in the corner. He dribbles into the paint, skip over to the right wing, feeds it into Jason Gaffke, goes up hard, strong, and he gets it for 2 points. 2-0, Harbor Beach with 7:44 in the first quarter. Brandon Potter gets it right wing to DeCam at the left elbow, trying to feed down to the low post to Miller. Turnaround hook shot, no good. Rebound, though, brought in by James Schelke over to Cody Seaman. Token press from Sandusky. Harbor Beach in transition, and Gaffke gets it in the right post and goes up for another layup. 4-0, Harbor Beach leads with 7:19 left in the first quarter.
Didn't even take a dribble that time. Man-to-man defense from the Pirates.
Joe Stone acting as